Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome to our weekly CFL picks for Three Down Nation. I am John Hodge, joined as always by JC Abbott. And first things first, JC, I got to give you this. 4-0 last week. Good for you.
I think that might be the first time in the history of us doing these picks that that has happened, Hodge. It's truly a momentous occasion for me to nail all four games. So I'm going to soak it in. I'm going to enjoy it. And hopefully it keeps rolling this week.
As you should. It's very good work. And we are both, after bad starts in week one, over 500 against the spread thus far through 3 weeks. And that might be a good thing, JC, because week four is chaos. Like, we're going to break it down here. There are only four games and there are five quarterbacks who are questionable. Like, we are making a lot of guesses this week. So we'll get into it. The first game, there's no question marks. After that, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, boom, boom, boom. We got question marks galore in the Canadian Football League. So let's get into it. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers will finally get a chance to face somebody other than BC on Thursday when they host the Edmonton Elks. The undefeated Blue Bombers are massive 10.5-point favorites over the winless Green and Gold, even with Canadian receiver Nick Dembski being a game-time decision. Meanwhile, Edmonton has shuffled their offensive line in the absence of all-star center David Beard and tweaked the secondary in hopes of finding a winning combination. Is this spread too rich for your tastes, or are you eating the points?
It's a little bit too rich for me, Hodge. If this was 6.5, I'd probably be taking the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to cover. But at 10.5, that's just a little bit too large. And frankly, the reason it's too large for me is the exact same reason I'm not picking the Edmonton Elks to win, which is Trey Ford at quarterback. I think he is just good enough, and he has shown us consistently enough that he can turn it on in the fourth quarter and stage something miraculous to be able to cover this via the back door. But he is not consistent enough at this point, or at least he hasn't proven it in Jordan Maksimek's system, to be able to trust him to win this football game against a very, very good Winnipeg Blue Bombers defense, one which has had his number in the past. I think he will do something impressive late in the game. I don't think it's going to be an absolute blowout, but I do think for the majority of this game, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers will have it in control, and they'll be able to say confidently that they won it.
Winnipeg's defense has been lights out through a couple of games. They forced a ton of takeaways. They gave up a few explosions week two. They got that really cleaned up in week three, keeping everything in front of them. And this defense made Trey Ford look silly, frankly, last year. The Elks actually pulled Trey Ford from that game, putting in McLeod Bethel-Thompson. Our own Three Down Nation reporter, Andrew Hoskins, asked Edmonton Elks head coach Mark Killam after that game in week three, hey, did you consider making a quarterback change? And Mark Killam made it very clear. The answer was no, he did not consider putting in Cody Fajardo at any point. So if that trend continues, I like your reasoning, JC. I think Trey Ford can get some garbage time points, but I'm sorry, this Winnipeg Blue Bombers team is too good and too healthy, I think, to give up this opportunity. They've beaten Edmonton 12 straight regular season games. I didn't know that until I looked that set up today. The last victory Edmonton had was the final week of the 2018 season. That's right, 2018. Since Edmonton last played in the playoffs, they have not beaten Winnipeg once in a game that matters. I don't think that's going to change. Princess Auto Stadium is going to be rocking. Looks like another sellout in the paw. So I'm taking Winnipeg. But I do think Edmonton will trail by more than 10.5 points at some point, but will not finish this game down more than 10.5 points. I think they can get the backdoor cover. Give me Winnipeg straight up and the Elks against the spread.
The Montreal Alouettes are 3.5-point road favorites on Friday against the Hamilton Tiger Cats, despite the fact that quarterback Davis Alexander hasn't practiced all week with a hamstring injury. Running back Sean Thomas Erlington, receiver Austin Mack, and defensive tackle Dylan Wynn are all also nursing injuries, though Jason Moss is refusing to rule any of them out for this game. The Ticats will be healthier coming off an early season bye, but won't have their top running back Greg Bell due to a calf issue, and cut middle linebacker Kyle Wilson in a surprise move on Wednesday. Are the Owls' injury issues enough for you to fade them in this one, Hodge?
No, I'm sorry. The Montreal Alouettes are on another level right now, and that's no disrespect to the Hamilton Tiger Cats. I like some of what they showed from their first loss to their second loss, but they're still a winless team. And the Montreal Alouettes, I've got the numbers in front of me, JC. They've been favored. They weren't initially favored in week two. That line did change after Drew Brown was ruled out for that game. But they've been favored each week, and they have annihilated these spreads. They were -4 week one. They won by 18. They were -2 by the end, the way things shook out in week two. They ended up winning by 21. And last week, they were favored by 5.5 at Edmonton, and they won by double digits. Like, the Alouettes have not just been winning, they've been blowing teams out. And with all due respect to Austin Mack, Sean Thomas Erlington, a lot of the guys who are questionable this week, I'm sorry. These are guys that the Montreal Alouettes can reload and replace pretty easily. Like, is there a huge drop-off from Davis Alexander to McLeod Bethel-Thompson? I don't think there is. If you go from Sean Thomas Erlington to Stevie Scott III or Travis Tice, I don't think there's a big drop-off there. If you go from Dylan Wynn to, say, Lawal Uguac or Isaac Adeyemi Berglund flexing inside, like the point is this team has so much depth. They are winning games by large margins, and they are rested right now, going from a Thursday game previously last week to a Friday game. Their injuries do not scare me. I think that the Hamilton Tiger Cats are better than what they've shown so far this year, but when you look at the release of their starting middle linebacker, clearly they are starting to get a little bit desperate on that side of the ball, making some of those changes. So I have no qualms whatsoever about taking the Montreal Alouettes here. And frankly, I'm surprised it's only 3.5. I know they're on the road, but they were -5.5 last week at Edmonton and killed that spread. So I'm very happy to take the Montreal Alouettes, despite the injuries, they're not scaring me, to win and cover the spread in Steeltown.
The one thing that gives me pause here, Hodge, that you didn't mention is the rest factor, right? The Hamilton Tiger Cats are coming off a bye. Presumably, they've had some time to recuperate and address some of their issues. But even with that, I don't think it's going to matter in this game. And the reason why is the Montreal Alouettes defense, which, other than Dylan Wynn, doesn't have a bunch of those injuries and has looked absolutely lights out throughout these first few games of the season. That defensive line with Lawal Uguac, Isaac Adeyemi Berglund, and Sean Oakman has been basically unstoppable to this point in the season. And the Hamilton Tiger Cats, I just don't think, are going to have an answer. On the flip side, the Ticats aren't very good on defense, as you laid out. And while I think there is a pretty substantial drop-off between Davis Alexander and McLeod Bethel-Thompson, Bethel-Thompson's still a proven starting quarterback in this league. I think he's better than some of the people starting for some other franchises right now. And he should be able to steer that ship through that Ticats defense with some relative ease. So I think the Alouettes are going to win by considerably more than 3.5 points in this game, and I will take them to cover soundly.
We're now getting into our last two games, and of these four teams, all four have question marks under center. So we are going to be doing some guesswork here, JC. Remember to check back to 3downnation.com. We will update our picks if and when we declare, or teams have to declare, when certain players are in or certain players are out, because I think that could change the way we see these, but we'll do our best to pick them for right now. The Saskatchewan Roughriders are currently 3.5-point home favorites against the BC Lions on Saturday, though this line has the potential to shift dramatically as Trevor Harris has yet to practice for the Riders due to a nagging illness and a possible concussion suffered last week, leaving Jake Mayer taking first-team reps. Over in Vancouver, meanwhile, Canadian quarterback Nathan Rourke remains limited with an oblique injury, but appears to be trending towards a return while he slowly increases his workload and splits reps with Jeremiah Masoli. With all the QB uncertainty, which team is the better bet?
Well, if all other things were going to be equal, I would say the Saskatchewan Roughriders are the better bet because they're at home, and I think Jake Mayer is a better backup quarterback than Jeremiah Masoli. But I'm actually going to pick against that tendency and go with the BC Lions because I think it will ultimately be Nathan Rourke who starts for the team this week. They managed to hold him off the field against his will last week. I don't think they can do it for a second week in the row. And as long as he continues to practice like he has, he's going to be the guy for this team when they ride into Mosaic. And he's going to be better than Jake Mayer if that is indeed who is starting for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. The BC Lions are not a particularly deep team, but I liked some of the steps that we saw from their defense last week. And I think Rourke, even if he's at 85-75% health, I think is a quarterback who can elevate everybody around him on offense. And I have confidence that they can pull the upset with him under center.
I like BC's chances a heck of a lot more with Nathan Rourke than Jeremiah Masoli, but I would caution Buck Pearce and the BC Lions. This Saskatchewan front is as good as any in the league. They rotate those two units, and Saskatchewan's second-string D-line is as good or better than some of the CFL's first-string D-lines. Guys, like, I know he's a little bit banged up, but Habakkuk Baldonado, Caleb Saunders, like, these are big-time playmakers, and they're not even in the starting lineup. This is not a team I would want to send out a banged-up starting quarterback. That said, the BC Lions might be feeling the heat here a little bit in the standings. 1-2, they're staring down the barrel, an undefeated Blue Bombers team, an undefeated Riders team, even trailing Calgary at this point, something they maybe didn't anticipate before this season got underway. So I could see maybe that pressure getting into the head of Buck Pearce a little bit, not wanting to risk falling to 1-3 with your best player on the bench. On the flip side, Jake Mayer looked bad in the preseason. Like, let's just call a spade a spade. I was bullish on Jake Mayer heading into the season to at least some extent because he played his best football when Mark Mueller, the current offensive coordinator of the Riders, was in Calgary. Mark Mueller was not there in 2024 when Jake Mayer really struggled, and that's why he's no longer a starter in this league. I think when the quarterbacks are questionable, you don't know who's playing, you got to pick the better defense and special teams. So give me the Riders to win and cover. The Riders have been forcing takeaways. The Riders have been getting after the quarterback. And I know Brett Lothar's really struggled, but we've seen Mario Alford be very special in the return game. The Lions have done zilp, zitch, zero, nothing in the return game all season. Give me the Riders to win and cover. I'm not happy to take the Riders more than 3.5 at the 4 or 5 point mark. I'm flipping to BC, but right now 3.5, as you laid out, I'm happy to take the Riders to win this game and cover the relatively small spread at Mosaic Stadium.
The Ottawa Redblacks are narrow 1.5-point favorites over the Toronto Argonauts on Sunday in yet another game that is suffering from questions at quarterback. Dustin Crum is still taking reps with the first team after securing Ottawa their first win last week, while starter Drew Brown remains a limited participant in practice. For the Argos, this was the week circled for Chad Kelly's possible return, but his status did not change on day one, except that he was joined by even more bodies on a crowded injured list. Is there any hope for Toronto to pull an upset if it comes without their top pivot?
Any hope? Yes, because this is the CFL and any team can win any game. That said, until the Toronto Argonauts give me a reason to believe in them with all these injuries, I'm not going to do it. Wynton McManus was so abundantly, obviously not on the field last week. He is so special, the number one defensive player in the CFL, in my opinion, and his absence was palpable last week as this team got schooled. I mean, when you look at the Toronto Argonauts so far this season, they have yet to not only win a game, but even cover spread And that's even with them being 4-point underdogs in week one, 2.5-point underdogs last week against Saskatchewan, a team that was having its own injury problems. So to me, I am all on the Ottawa Redblacks here. I don't know if Drew Brown's going to play. Obviously, Dustin Crum is not necessarily the guy to push the ball downfield, but last week, doing his very best Chris Streveler impersonation, he got the win in Calgary. I know that the Stampeders made some mistakes with their short yardage, that type of thing. That's fine. It wasn't a glamorous performance from the Red Blacks, but I think that Ottawa can do enough to win until the Argonauts give me a reason to pick them with all the injuries. They're banged up on the O-line, did not look good there. They're banged up on the D-line, did not look good there. Wynton McManus' absence could not have been more obvious. Give me the Ottawa Red Blacks to win. Until the Argonauts are healthier or they win a game, I see no reason for me to bet or pick them in any way, form, shape, or color. I don't care. I don't want to touch them. Blue, double blue, triple blue, I don't want it. Give me the red and black of Ottawa.
I'm in the exact same boat as you, Hodge, and frankly, I don't think it matters what the quarterback combination is here, whether it's Drew Brown against Chad Kelly, whether it's Dustin Crum against Nick Arbuckle. It's not going to matter because the Ottawa Redblacks are just a better, healthier team right now than the Toronto Argonauts are. That roster really scares me. And the thing that scares me more than anything is it's so bad right now in that organization in terms of the injuries that Ryan Dinwiddie went on that podium and ranted against his team, called people out individually and said, heads are going to roll. Somebody's going to be cut tomorrow. And we're sitting here a week later and there have been no changes, not because he doesn't want to, but because he can't right now. There's not enough healthy bodies to fill all the spots on a roster. If you're in that situation, it's not a recipe for winning football. And while his speech may have given his team a bit of a kick in the butt, I just don't think they've got the horsepower to get it done at this stage. Give me the Red Blacks to win and cover.
And Ryan Dinwiddie, I'm glad you mentioned it because that speech was rousing. And that speech, I think, comes from a guy who you have to say is the top coach of the CFL right now. There's a reason why he has gone to two Grey Cups, winning them in the last 3 years, and of course led the team to a remarkable 16-2 finish in 2023, even though they couldn't get it done quite come playoff time. If anybody can rally the troops, it's him. I'm just not sure he has the troops to rally right now, right? That roster was depleted over the course of the offseason, and they are the most injured team in the CFL right now. I know every team is banged up at least a little bit. That's part of professional football, but the Argonauts are missing the most key pieces, and it's tough to deal with that when you have such heavy losses again in free agency, losing some guys to the NFL, and then a whack of guys to CFL free agency. So I'm rolling with the Red Blacks, but I haven't given up on the Argonauts entirely because of that Dinwiddie factor. For JC Abbott, I'm John Hodge. Enjoy the CFL in week four. We'll be back on Monday for our regular podcast.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.